Matthew 28, quickly. Matthew 28, verses 18. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. While discussing on the topic, connecting to the flow. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus came and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus said, go make disciples. Go make disciples. That was the word matitio. Hallelujah. That's the word matitio in the Greek. It means to raise apprentices, right? It means to go with scholars, go train people. And Jesus tells us how that will be done. How? He says teaching them, right? Teaching them. I would say when that word make disciples, those of you who were around yesterday, we say when Jesus said that word, go make disciples, we have something in the background. What is it? The gathering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would say that the gathering is an instruction, right? He said, go gather. So we receive an instruction for us to gather, and when we gather is so that we get better. So did you say discipleship is for us to get better? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So discipleship is done in a gathering, in a gathering, in a gathering. Discipleship is done, is carried out in a gathering. And Jesus said, go raise disciples, so that will be a gathering. Hallelujah. And so when we gather, we don't have sentiments, right? Right? Hallelujah. We have one spirit. We have one Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One spirit. We have one Father. The same spirit, the same Father, the same family. Are you following me? We have the same family. So, that's it. Hallelujah. That's it. What do we do when we come together? Hallelujah. We say we teach the word, right? And also we say something, we say we express what we have in common. Because what we will be taught will be what is common to us. Hallelujah. What is taught is what is common to us. Okay, let us proceed. Hallelujah. 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 So because I'm teaching us Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So we say when we come together, what we teach will be something that is what is common to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why the church is not where you come and tell me how many cars you have. No. You gotta do that in your business class or your alumni sections. Hallelujah. When we come together, there's something common to you and something common to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible calls us Adelphos, brethren, from the same womb, the same resurrection. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So we are from the same source. Glory to God. So when we come together, we discuss. Remember that word discipleship or the word ecclesia. Is to be called out to us, called out to discuss. Hallelujah. We discuss what is common to us. Hallelujah. So can we say teaching them to all our commanded, will it be concerning the resurrection, concerning the spirit? Hallelujah. Because the resurrection is the spirit. John chapter 14. Jesus speaking about the resurrection, saying that day you know I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Hallelujah. John 14, he says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. I will pray the Father in verse 16, and he will give to you the Holy Ghost, the another comforter, ours paracletos. Hallelujah. He said, he shall be with you. He said, that same spirit. He said, the spirit whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he shall be with you and shall dwell in you.
Hallelujah. He said, nevertheless, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In that day you will know. Or in that day you will not ask me anything. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he said that he will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In that day, that is the day of the resurrection. Glory to God. We receive the Spirit in the resurrection. Hallelujah. We receive the Spirit in the resurrection. We receive the Spirit in the resurrection. So when we come together, we are taught the things concerning the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are taught the things concerning the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's get to 1 Corinthians 12 quickly. Look at what Paul says. Paul says, now concerning the Spirit. When he uses that word concerning, that is the Greek word peri. P-E-R-I. Peri is a word that is used for a subject of discussion. He says, now concerning, meaning this is what we are going to talk about. This is what we are looking at. Concerning spirituals. Concerning spirituals. I do not want you to be ignorant. That word ignorant is the word agnoio, A-G-N-O-E-O, agnoio, from the word alpha noio. Noio means to know, you understand, to know something, that is noio, it deals with knowing, hallelujah, to know. Now when you have alpha noio, it means not to know, hallelujah. So, Paul says, agnoio has to do with a willful ignorance. You willfully do not want to know. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So Paul says concerning spirituals, I do not want you to be ignorant. What will be spirituals? Listen, what will be spirituals? Remember, when you hear the word spiritual, that's the word pneuma. Are you hearing me? It's the word pneuma. No one will have been teaching on that after CRC. Hallelujah. Pneuma. Pneumaticals. We just take the series 1B again. Hallelujah. This life expanded. Hallelujah. So it says concerning spiritual, I don't want us to be ignorant. Because what is it talking about? Now when you hear the word spiritual, I've told us the word pneumaticals. Around the word pneumaticals, there are some things that have been discussed so concerning the spirit. So when Paul says now concerning spirituals, that means he has been talking about spirituals. There are some information, some details about spiritual and the story that he has said that he needed to see. Hallelujah. Therefore, we have to go back to chapter 1. Chapter 2, rather. Hallelujah. When he mentions spirits first. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4. He says, I came not to you with excellency of speech, right? But with a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power. That word demonstration. Take note of that word. My speech and my preaching were not with the enticing words of power, right? I mean, with the enticing words of human wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Demonstration. That's the word apodexis in the Greek. Apodexis. Take note of this word. Apodexis. It means to shine, to put forth words, to put forth light, on a dark subject. That word apodexis. To cause light to flood on the dark surface. That is apodexis. So what Paul is saying that, see, when I came to you with the gospel, it was the spirit work putting light on the dark surface. Are you following me? Shedding light on the dark surface. And when he says this like this, your mind goes back to the Genesis chapter 1. Are you following me? He had to stand from my voice, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the deep. That is the work of the Spirit, to put forth light on dark surface. And verse 3 in Genesis 1 says, and God said, let there be light. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. That's in 1 Corinthians. We were just in 2. Then verse 5. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but should stand in the power of God. However, I will speak the wisdom of God among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age that are coming to naught. This verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Is that the hidden wisdom of God ordained before the ages to our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew? For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
But it is written, I have not seen,
he has not heard. And as he entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love them. He said, but he has revealed them to us by his spirit. He said, what man knoweth the things of a man except the man and his spirit? It's the same way the things of God knoweth no man except the spirit of God. Did you see that? Look at what he's discussing about the spirit. That's the word human. He now said, how be it? Verse 12. He said, we'll receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is from God. Can you see that? So, what have we received? The spirit of God. Are you following me? Are you following me? The spirit of God. That we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Are you following me? So, we see the spirit of God in the believer, the spirit of God putting forth light on the gospel. Right? Right? Okay. He says, that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13. He said, these things will speak. Or, have I missed it? He said, these things we also speak, not in the words in which man's wisdom teaches. He said, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He said, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Well, that is called comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So what will be the spiritual things? The words, the informations, right? Spiritual things will be verses 4, right? Putting forth light on the surface, on the gospel, right? Now, so he calls the gospel spiritual things, and then he calls spiritual the man that receives the spirit. Hallelujah. Now look at who Paul calls spiritual. Because there's what he calls spiritual things and spiritual. And the spiritual. So the spiritual things will be the gospel, right? Information of the spirit, right? And then the spiritual will be the man that receives the gospel. Hallelujah. So say comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Say, but the natural man. So it tells you that there is the spiritual man and there's the natural man. Say the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit of God, the things of the spirit. Spiritual things. What would that be? The gospel, right? Information in the spirit. Right? Right? Are you following me? Hallelujah. Say they are foolishness to him. Now verses chapter 3, verse 1, it says, brethren, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. Meaning, did you see? The man in Christ is what's called spiritual. I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. That is, I could not relate things to you as who you are. Because once a man received the gospel, he's spiritual. Hallelujah. So when you get to chapter 12, and you're not here now, consigning spiritual. Consigning spiritual. The word gift is italicized. So let's just flow with it as though that word gift is not there. Hallelujah. Concerning spiritual, I would not have you ignorant. You remember we are talking about Holy Ghost service, Holy Ghost meeting. Yesterday I told us what the Holy Ghost meeting is. He said, in a Holy Ghost meeting, the Word of God is given first place. Hallelujah. The Word of God is given first place. In the Holy Ghost meeting, we will have different meetings of the believer. I'll come back to 1 Corinthians 12. We have different meetings of the believer. We have the teaching meeting. We will say that in the classroom meeting of the believer, where one person teaches the word and everybody listens and hears the word. Hallelujah! Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Now, I still remember that yesterday we said there are different, the same way you don't dress on sportswear and you are going for dinner party. They will look at you as a madman. Hallelujah! You're going for a dinner party, wear dinner wear. Glory to God, you can't dress like this at a dinner party. You look like a Fulani. Hallelujah. You will look like a, I don't say you are a Fulani. You will look like an X-Men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. You can't dress like this to a cultural party. Hallelujah. They will chase you out. Amen. It's like your culture, you wear this. I don't know. Glory to God. He said, let's do, you can, you know, there are some cultures that are crazy, you know. Hallelujah. Some people's culture, they are not, their cultural dressing is to be naked. They will come naked. You don't know. Ask people from Nupe to tell you. Hallelujah. Never from Nupe yet. Amen. Glory to God. You are not from Nasarawa now. So you can't be from Nupe. Hallelujah. Are you from Nupe?
Yeah.
You have more dignity to call you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. He's laughing, I don't even know where to start. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know that there are some cultures like that. Hallelujah. So, different events have different dresses. Imagine you want to play ball. You want to play ball and you're wearing suits. You see, you're a footballer, you are I am C-boy, I'm Ololo, I was called like Ololo, I was soup. No, you're Ololo, you was called like, you're not soup. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, the same way too, you have in the body, you have different kind of meetings. And those different kind of meetings tell us how you prepare for the meeting. Hallelujah. So when you have a teaching meeting, you are with the writing material. You are coming to learn. Hallelujah. That's the teaching meeting. We have a prayer meeting. You have a prayer meeting, you came to pray. I hear me? You came to do a prayer. So the teaching meeting is the classroom meeting. The prayer meeting is a practical class. Hallelujah. You pray. Evangelical meeting, you come and then you go out for evangelism. Hallelujah. Everybody. You come and you are out for evangelism. After evangelistic meeting, you have the healing meeting where hands are laid on the sick and the sick recover. Hallelujah. We have healing meetings. Healing meetings where we most times, sometimes we can go out and then we look for the sick people and lay hands on them. Those are healing meetings. Do you understand? And also, we have what we call Holy Ghost meeting. Holy Ghost meeting. You see, and sometimes we cannot have, listen, there are some meetings that we call believers meeting. I just want to do a small distinction of believers meeting and Holy Ghost meeting today. Just small distinction, believers meeting. Now you see, believers meeting is a meeting where we have every of the meetings together in one. Hallelujah. We have the teaching meeting, we have the healing meeting, we have the prayer meeting, and then we have the Holy Ghost meeting. Do you understand? No, because I have just expanded that word believers meeting for you. But you know, the Holy Ghost meeting, listen, is not a teaching meeting. Because you can't come with a teaching meeting to go and do you. It's not a teaching, that is not the Holy Ghost meeting. Holy Ghost meeting is not when you put an anointing oil in your head. That is not Holy Ghost meeting, no. That is your own service, you know. Hallelujah. Because we're not taught that. We're not taught to come to church and come and put oil on our head. Glory to God. I heard of a story of a young guy who was hungry. I wanted to fly plantain. He don't have girlfriend to fly plantain. He now saw Goya oil. Goya. That guy Goya oil. Now put it on our side plantain. Somebody not changing. Ah! What are you doing? Are you so fly plantain? This Goya oil. Ah! You have fly the Holy Ghost. Ha ha ha. They think, you know, some people think there is Holy Spirit inside oil. You know where? Hallelujah! No, that's not. The Holy Ghost does not stay in oil. The Holy Ghost lives in a man. Are you hearing it? The Holy Ghost lives in a man. We're not taught in scripture to put anointing oil on our head. And that is where people miss it because they don't understand God. Only why the Bible says anointing them with oil. It's not telling you anointing oil. That word to anoint means to rub. To rub. When you say anoint them with oil, it means to rub them like a balm. When I rub a balm on my body, I'm anointing myself with a balm. Secular? Who is secular? Hallelujah. How we? So don't get it mixed up. See, but that was said in James. Some people bring James. He said, "If any sick among you, let them come for the elder. Let them anoint them with oil." You know, he's telling you they should use when they are done praying. Let them still use meditation. It is required meditation. Hallelujah. Anointing them with oil. So we'll teach you. Hallelujah. So you will see something. When Jesus' disciples went out to pray for the sick, they carried oil. They carry oil, those are bands to control temperature. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's all we don't know. So, in idea, they have now turned Holy Ghost service to wrong boy. Right? Is there one that's already carrying half bottle of bring up oil and pour so much time and doing it? Interesting. How many of you guys know very funny story? Years back. My father. We wanted to travel. Years back, I was this small, I was in the primary school. Wanted to travel. I don't know where he went to. The prophet. Man gave me one wonderful perfume. Anointed perfume. One of those great. I already traveled, so we don't have accident. Interesting. I was still very small. I did not even know. You know that. So we shall carry this and we'll travel. After we travel, we go home. My dad was complaining. We were so confused in primary school. I was complaining. What happened? That the perfume now broke inside the box. He was angry. Angry. So his mom was like, how will he now go back? Well, interestingly, they closed the thing poured on. That was what he now wore the day we are going back. Interestingly. I mean, because if there's one power inside, this and you know, when you overspray perfume, you don't use this. Hallelujah, that was all we faced. Well, there was no accident.
Glory to God.
See, remember that journey? That was the journey that the car was stumbled at the engineer stressfully. You want us nonsense. So, it doesn't look real. Ah! Even though that I wore, I have to come with that.
Interesting.
It's interesting. But leave this nonsense. It's nonsense. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost service is not rubbing oil on your head. No. The Holy Ghost service, Holy Ghost meeting is a meeting where, first of all, the Word of God is given first place. Word of God is taught. Then, the Spirit of God is in full demonstration. The Spirit of God is in full demonstration. There is the move of the Spirit. And that is what we are going to. That's the reason for this teaching. There's the move. Here we call move of the Spirit. There's the move of the Spirit. Everyone participates. There's no speculator. There's nobody coming to look. Everyone participates. And every need is met. Every need is met. We all leave the place, the arena, I love this fast, through the door. Rejoice. I don't leave it through the window, through the door. Always know, take note of that, because you know, that is to help us streamline extremists. I put my lip through the reason. Glory to God. Okay, now, what I just said a digression. We are in 1 Corinthians 12, right? So there's a Holy Ghost meeting. So Paul now is not discussing concerning spirituals. He said, I don't want to be ignorant. 1 Corinthians 12. Make sure you are there. He says, are you there? Now, concerning spirituals. He says, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away by these dumb idols, however you were led. You know we can't say this to ourselves. In the Corinth church. Hallelujah. So therefore, I make known to you that no man speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Except by the Holy Ghost. Meaning, the act of being born again is by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. No one can say Jesus is accursed. No one speaking by the Spirit can say Jesus is accursed. Hallelujah. He said there are diversities of gifts. That's what he now goes to. There are diversities of gifts. But the same Spirit. Did you see that there? There are what? Diversities of gifts. Meaning, in the Spirit there are gifts. Are you following me? In the Spirit there are what? Gifts. Do you know what I mean? Let's say, for example, let me not use a bit of so that somebody will not say I'm too mathematically inclined. And I'll say,
It's just like saying there are different sets in the superset. Right? Or different, there are different subsets in the universal set. Hallelujah. But let's not go mathematical. Let's just take it like this. In the spirit, there are different things. Right? So there are diversities. That word diversities. Let's look at the word diversities. That is the word diresis. Diresis in the Greek. D-I-R-E-S-I-S. Diresis in the Greek. That's the word that means different parts of the same. On the following now. It means different parts of the same. Different parts of the same. That is to say, they are different things, but they are inside one. Are you following me? So there are differences of, they are different, there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. Take note of that, the same spirit. So there are differences of ministries, is the same law. He said there are diversity of what? Operations or activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. Look at that word. He says, here is the operations of the Spirit. He said, what is the operation of the Spirit? He has worked all in all. Are you following me? He has worked all in all. Meaning he has worked all the gifts in all the bodies. Hallelujah. Are you following me? He didn't say he has worked some in all. No, he has worked all the gifts in all the bodies. We are going to see that again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So there are diversities of operation. It's the same law. Who works all the gifts in all the bodies? Follow that. Or he works all the gifts in everyone that has the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Look at verses 9. I want you to see something. I mean verses 11. He said, but one and same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one as he wills. Did you see that? So the work, the operation of the Spirit is to distribute the gifts in all the bodies. Their capacities of operation is the same law. Let's go a bit further. Glory to God. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. You know, some people dwelt on doing pneumaticals, right? The manifestation of the Spirit. The manifestation, that is the word. To make naked. Hallelujah. To make open the manifestation of the Spirit. Glory to God. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with that. To profit with that. The manifestation, the giving of the Spirit. The making naked. Take note of it. That word manifestation means to fully declare. To fully open. Hallelujah. I'm trying to remember the Greek word now. Yeah. Phanerosis. Hallelujah. Phanerosis, from the word phanero, to make open. Hallelujah. To make open. Did you get me? To make open. And the question will now be, when was the Spirit made open? When was the Spirit made available in the resurrection? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love how the translation will say, it's the bestowment of the Spirit. So meaning we have received the Spirit, the availability of the Spirit is for the profiting of all. Listen, see, pneumaticals, when it comes to spirituals, it is not a selfish thing. It's not to make you feel good. It's not to make you show, it's not to show that I'm a man of God. No, it's for the profit of all. It's for the benefit of all. Did you get me? It's for the benefit of all. Mainly, I don't flow with the Spirit and hindering the benefit of another person. Are you following me? If I don't flow with the Spirit, I am being stingy and selfish. If I don't flow with the Spirit, if I don't yield to the Holy Ghost in the Holy Ghost meeting, or if I don't yield to the Spirit, I'm being selfish because it's for the profit of God. If I hold back, I'm selfish. I'm not working in love. Are you following me?
He said the giving of the Spirit, the phanerou, is he said for the profit of all. Hallelujah. For all to profit.
Hallelujah. So there's no stinginess, there's no showmanship. Remember, our coming together is for the better. Needs are met. Hallelujah. And we said, how does God meet needs?
True believers. God meets needs, true believers. Hallelujah.
Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, now, here's how it's met. Now say, but the one is given the word of wisdom. Now, before you get there, look at what the operation of the Spirit is. He says, it works all the gifts in all the body. He works all the gifts in all the members. So, where is the Spirit? In the believer. Whatever we said, who is called spiritual? The man in Christ, the believer. Once a man believes, is what? Spiritual. He now said, to one is given the word of wisdom. Now, when it's not the word to one, it's not to tell you one person, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, if you read further, you discover that when he says to one, it means to all. Hallelujah. But when he uses the word to one is given, he's telling you a faculty. He's referring to a faculty, true one. Did you get that? That's the word. True one will have the word of wisdom. Are you following me? True one. It isn't it's just for one person. No. True one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that one is all. That one is all, because the gift is in all the bodies. Are you following me? Said to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Said to another, the word of knowledge. To another, the word of knowledge. So, we can put it like this. To all is given, or through all, the word of wisdom, also the word of knowledge. By the same Spirit. Did you see that? The same Spirit. So, where is the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge? In the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Paul went around and mentions nine gifts of the Spirit. And he says, now look at it. He mentions nine gifts of the Spirit. He now says in verses 11. Let's look at verse 11. Mention nine. Hallelujah. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, working of miracles, the gift of faith, prophecy, the sounding of spirit. Hallelujah. Interpretations and tongues. 11 now says, but one and same Spirit. Look at what it says. One and the same Spirit. One and the same Spirit. Follow me. One and the same Spirit works all the. That's the word works. Or work. I mean, that one and same Spirit works all the. That word works is the word energio in the Greek. It tells you an operation. Energio in the Greek. It tells you an operation. Hallelujah. An operation. Now, this is the operation of the Spirit. Say, one and the same Spirit works all these gifts. Did you see that? So that means all these gifts is in the Spirit. And what have we received? The Spirit. So where is all these gifts? In the Spirit. In me. Hallelujah. He said, he distributes it to everyone as he wills. Now, that word as he wills, many people have thought it's as the Spirit wills. No, it's as you will. Hallelujah. It's as you will. Glory to God. It's as you will. As you will. As you have need. Glory to God. Look at Acts 2. Where we find that word again. As you will. Acts 2. Yeah, I mean, sorry. Acts 2. Is it Acts 3 now? Let's get to Acts 2. Verse 45. It says, and they sold their possessions and goods and divided them amongst all as everyone has need. Did you see that? As everyone. So who has the need? The one who receives the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it's as you will. Say it as I will.
As I will.
As I will.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in the Holy Ghost meeting,
there's something I did not say that I left for now.
In the Holy Ghost meeting, all the gifts of the Spirit are in full demonstration. So these nine gifts are in full demonstration.
Habakkuk and Higgin by
the wisdom and leading of God, help us to divide these gifts into three. He called some utterance gifts. That is the gift, they speak, they say something. Utterance gifts say something. You have tongues, right? Tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. They say something. They say something. They are in manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, in this meeting, what I'm teaching us, I'm actually concentrating it on what revelation gives. Hallelujah. I want to teach us revelation gifts. Glory to God. Sight and sound. Sight and sound. Hallelujah.
But when it comes to tongues,
Mark 16:15, he said, "This sign shall follow them that believe." He said, "My name they will cast out demons." Hallelujah. He said, "They will speak with new tongues." Hallelujah. This becomes the character of the believing one. They will speak with new tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. How feed in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries to God." Right? Right? He doesn't say the whole church, when the whole church, verse 3, say the whole church can come together and all speak with tongues. We can come together and all speak with tongues. Hallelujah. We can come together and all speak with tongues. And all speak with tongues. So meaning we can have a church where every believer should speak with tongues. Hallelujah. Every believer should speak with tongues. Hallelujah. And then, in verse 14, he now said, "I will speak with tongues, and with my understanding also." Right? I mean, that would be 15. Hallelujah. He said, "If I speak with tongues, my spirit prays." He said, "But my understanding is unfruitful." 14. He said, "What should I do there?" He said, "I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. And I will sing with understanding also." That is the interpretation. Hallelujah. So meaning I can have tongues and have interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is interpreting of tongues a gift of the Spirit? Yes. Are you following me? Am I too fast? Am I too fast? Glory to God. You can say, I'm not reading for sure. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, we can have tongues and speak out interpretation. We can speak in tongues and speak out interpretation. We can all speak with tongues. We can all speak with tongues and then speak out interpretation. When we speak in tongues, are we giving expression to the Spirit? Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, let's speak with tongues. Just close your eyes. Everyone, close your eyes. Let's speak with tongues. Then anyone by your side who can speak with tongues, you just lay hands on the person.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14:23. It says, "Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and we all speak with tongues," is that possible?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. "And they call me one who is uninformed or unbeliever. Will you not say you are out of your mind?" True, they say these guys are crazy. Why are they just all speaking in tongues? "But if we all prophesy, and the unbeliever and the uninformed person comes in, he's convinced by all and convicted by all."
Meaning, if we now give interpretation, that's what it means. Because in verse 5, he says tongues and interpretation is equal to prophecy. Hallelujah, look at verse 5. He says tongues plus interpretation is equal to prophecy. So I can speak in tongues and interpret, and then the person by my side will last.
But there's something you need to see there in that verse 24. It says, uninformed person and unbelievers. So there are two sets of people whom the things of the spirit are like secret to them. An unbeliever and somebody who is not well taught. Might be a believer that is not well taught. It looks strange. I thought before you speak in tongues, you don't have to fall on your head. No. I disagree, okay, because you are unbeliever. You are unbeliever or you are not well taught. So many people can just set out in tongues. Hallelujah. So these are the two sets of people that the things of the spirit are falling to them. Hallelujah. They are games. So they are just, let's speak in tongues again. Oh, Prata Soto, Prata Kara, Bobby,